Giants-Jets game, even a preseason game, is there still something to it in your mind?
Well, I think so. I think, you know, the fact that it's usually the third preseason game, which, you know, the one where the stars are going to play the most, kind of that final, you know, last preseason game, you don't get much playing time, so, you know, fine-tuning. So you want to go out there and play well, and you know, the fact that it's both New York teams and share the stadium, it's always an important one.
Eli, OC's having a very special day today. How comforting was it for you as a quarterback to have him, to know that he's on your team
sure.
during the Super Bowl run?
Yeah, you know, OC was a tremendous teammate and player for the Giants, and you know, a guy who you know, made so many great plays, sacks, you know, sack fumble, touchdowns. You know, remember so many big plays that he made. So I think it's you know, great that he's retiring a Giant, and excited for him. And had an unbelievable career.
What's your top memory of OC? Obviously, there was a bunch when you guys were here. Did anyone stick out to you in particular?
Yeah, I mean, I think the you know, we have San Francisco at home. We had had the sack, fumble, recovery, you know, scooping, running about 75 yards for a touchdown. You know, at Green Bay in the playoffs, where he you know, had a strip fumble of Aaron Rodgers. They're about, you know, he's about to probably throw a touchdown on a little slant and go, and he got a hand on the ball. So you know, those are a couple of the big ones.
Eli, Victor said the other day he thinks that teams are gunning for Odell. You know, Odell had some little small altercations on the field the other day. I mean, what's your sense of that? And, you know, what does a young guy like that have to do with this team?
Well, you know, if you're you know, if you're making plays, guys are gonna be behind you, and so you know, that's what safeties and those guys do. They're looking to make hits. If you're, you know, down the sideline, or they got an opportunity to get a hit on a guy to break up a pass, that's what they'll do. So you know, I didn't see anything too bad where you know, didn't seem like someone was trying to attack him or hurt him, but you know, it's just part of playing football. You know, you're gonna take some shots, and you just gotta learn how to handle that, and don't let that affect your play the rest of the game.
How do you think the whole sophomore? You know, I mean, no one could have had a better freshman season than he could have. So this whole sophomore season, you know, doing it again, guys that are gonna circle him, obviously. You know?
Sure, and that's gonna happen. So we, you know, we'll be creative and move him around. And you know, but there's still going to be opportunities to make plays, and this is what you do with those opportunities.
I mean, in the game the other day, Victor and Ruben were not out there, so I guess you figure in a real game, with everyone out there, it's going to be a little more difficult to circle around.
We'll see how guys want to play. Well, you know, we should have an answer for it.
Eli, Coach was saying that the Jets have a really good pressure package, that they should be a good test for you guys in the offense. When you look at them, I mean, Can you just shed a little bit more on that? What kind of challenges they pose?
Yeah, they like to bring pressure. They do a good job mixing up their coverages. You know, showing pressure and backing out or disguising coverage and bringing some blitzes. So we'll have to be on our game from my standpoint, from, you know, offensive line, running backs, receivers, everybody. Understanding what their responsibilities are, so it should be, you know, they're it's a good scheme, you know, that their coaches brought in from Arizona, and you know, they have good players, and so got good corners, and so we got a, it'll be a good test for us. Looking forward to it.
Eli, how important is it just for this offense going into the regular season here to generate some points and get some drives together?
Yeah, you know, I think we made, you know, some improvements last week, but still, you know, still got, you know, some ways to go. So hopefully we'll be able to get into a rhythm and get in sync and you know, hit the open guys and move the ball, get some points on the board.
Feel any different without Rex? He was always kind of a spark plug.
Well, he brought a little entertainment, so yeah, it's been. It seems a little quieter this week in their preparation. Not as much chit chat on both sides, probably. But I think he was probably generated a lot of that.
Weston's sideline a couple of days. How big an adjustment is it for you with Dallas?
Oh, you know, I thought Dallas knows what he's doing, and you know, I didn't think we missed a beat yesterday. We didn't have any problems with snaps, which is always a concern. We have a new center, but, you know, we've got Gotten you know, a decent amount of work with Dallas over the years, and he knows what he's doing and his communication. So I thought it was a smooth practice yesterday with him in there.
Eli, when we kind of laugh about the notion, you know, that it is a little quieter in Plotrian, isn't with the Jets anymore. Does it though, if you reflect a minute just on the comparison again with Coach Coughlin, just all the things he's outlasted or withstood or longevity with his team? What does it say about that?
Well, obviously he does things a certain way, and you know, I've had success, and you know, I think we can get back to having more success. So he's been a terrific coach, and you know, I think he kind of acts the way this organization wants their head coach to act.